Good morning. I hope you are fine and had a good night. So today I was reading something and it was just so exciting to me. I knew I had to share it with you. It's from 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 1 to 20, but I'll try and keep it short. So it says, Elisha replied, "Listen to this message from the Lord. This is what the Lord says. By this time tomorrow in the market of Samaria, 5 quarts of choice flour will cost only 1 piece of silver, and 10 quarts of barley grain will cost only 1 piece of silver." The officer assisting the king said to the man of God, "That couldn't happen even if the Lord opened the windows of heaven." But Elisha replied, "You will see it happen with your own eyes, but you won't be able to eat any of it." Now there were 4 men with leprosy sitting at the entrance of the city gates. "Why should we sit here waiting to die?" they asked each other. "We will starve if we stay here, but with the famine in the city, we will starve if we go back there. So we might as well go out and surrender to the Aramean army. If they let us live, so much the better. But if they kill us, we would have died anyway." So at twilight, they set out for the camp of the Arameans. But when they came to the edge of the camp, no one was there. For the Lord had caused the Aramean army to hear the clatter of speeding chariots and the galloping of horses and the sounds of a great army approaching. "The king of Israel has hired the Hittites and Egyptians to attack us," they cried to one another. So they panicked and ran into the night, abandoning their tents, horses, donkeys, and everything else as they fled for their lives. When the lepers arrived at the edge of the camp, they went into one tent after another, eating and drinking wine, and they carried off silver and gold and clothing and hid it. Finally, they said to each other, "This is not right. This is a day of good news, and we aren't sharing it with anyone. If we wait until tomorrow, some calamity will certainly fall upon us. Come on, let's go back and tell the people at the palace." So they went back to the city and told the gatekeepers, what had happened. "We went out to the Aramean camp," they said, "and no one was there. The horses and donkeys were tethered and the tents were all in order, but there wasn't a single person around." Then the gatekeepers shouted the news to the people in the palace. Let me skip to verse 16. "Then the people of Samaria rushed out and plundered the Aramean camp, so it was true that 5 quarts of choice flour were sold that day for 1 piece of silver, and 10 quarts of barley grain were sold for 1 piece of silver, just as the Lord had promised." Amen. There's so much to learn from this. And one thing I learned from even verse 1 to 3 alone, where Elisha told the officer that maybe tomorrow by this time, this is what's going to happen. And the officer was like, "It's not possible, even if the Lord opened the windows of heaven." And then Elisha said, "You'll see it happen with your own eyes, but you won't be able to eat any of it." One thing I learned from that is that doubt is a killer in its own right. When we doubt what God has said, it blinds us from actually seeing the testimonies that he brings our way. We sometimes subconsciously limit God to a box of inability, a box of impossibility, thinking that he said this some years back, tomorrow by this time, this year by this time, but me, I'm not seeing anything. I'm not even seeing the signs. It does not mean that God cannot do it. God can use a day. He can use any period of time he chooses to do what he has said he will do. All he requires from us is to have faith and not doubt. Now, not doubting is easier said than done. Like deep down, we don't want to doubt, but it comes naturally because of maybe things we have seen, things that have happened to us. But we need to pray and tell God. Every time we've doubted, we need to confess it, that I'm struggling with doubt in this area. But I know you're a faithful God, and if you have said it, you will do it. God will not say something he cannot do. God will never say something that he cannot do. But once he has said he'll do it, maybe through somebody he told you he's going to do this or he's going to deal with this in a certain way, but he said, "Is it possible?" I want us to confess our doubts to God today and renew our trust in him, knowing that if he has said something, he will do it. Because if we allow doubt to get in the way, we will miss what God has for us. The next thing I learned is that we need to be proactive. The lepers were sitting there. I mean, lepers are supposed to be isolated, like shut out from everybody else. But these lepers didn't allow self-pity and disease to get the better of them. They still got up and said that if they stay in the city, they will starve. So they might as well go and try their luck. And in doing so, they brought a testimony to their people, because God used them unexpectedly to bring his word to pass. God can use the person you least expect to bring his word concerning you to pass. God can use the person you least expect to bring a breakthrough your way. And we also need to be proactive. We don't just have to sit in the corner thinking that, okay, fine, this and this is what I'm waiting for. At the right time, it will fall into my lap. That's all well and good. At the right time, things will fall into place. But whilst we are waiting, what are we doing? When the breakthrough comes, what would the breakthrough find us doing? Would the breakthrough find us prepared to handle the breakthrough? We need to be proactive as children of God. Even as we wait for God's promises to come to pass, we also need to get up from the city gates and walk into the camp and be proactive. And I also learned that when God blesses us, this is not a time to be selfish and keep it to ourselves. I'm not saying go out there and announce, hey, God has blessed me with this. Hey, God has... No. But when God blesses us, we need to stop and ask what the purpose of this blessing is. Who does he intend for us to be a blessing to? Because the lepers, when they started eating and gathering the gold and clothing, they stopped and said, this is not right. This is a day of good news and we need to share it with other people. It is important that when God blesses us, we sit down and ask for clarity on what the purpose of the blessing is. God doesn't bless us for just our sake. God will take us through things to make us a source of encouragement to others. God will provide us with things so that we can in turn also provide for others. There are so many ways God can bless us for somebody's testimony to also come to pass. So we need not be selfish with our blessings, but find out what the purpose for our blessing is. I want to encourage you today. God can do things in ways we least expect, as I said earlier. Nothing is hard for God. Sometimes it's so easy, like, to ask God, we are praying about this particular thing. Why are we not seeing a difference? But that does not mean that God hasn't heard, or that doesn't mean that his arm is too short to save, or he cannot do what he said he would do. It's a matter of time. But whilst we wait for that promise to come, how are we preparing? And when that promise comes, are we going to be selfish with it, or in turn be a blessing to others? I want you to ponder over this. And as you ponder over this, just do not allow doubt to sit in your heart. Don't allow doubt to prevent you from seeing the things God has done in the past and what he has said he will do. I pray that this word will bless and encourage you. I pray that as you listen to this, every form of doubt you are struggling with will leave and you will grow in your faith. It takes time, but you will grow in your faith. I pray that even as you listen to this, your spirit will be stirred up to be proactive, to prepare even as you wait for the promise of the Lord, to prepare in prayer, in reading the word, in building up your skills, whatever it is you can do to also prepare yourself for the breakthrough. It is my prayer that God will stir your spirit up and enable you to prepare. It is my prayer that God will send helpers your way, people that he will use in ways you least expected to bring your victory into fruition and to bring what he has said to come to pass. I pray that this word will bless you and uplift you, and that God will give you the grace to also apply it in your life and boost your faith. In Jesus' name, amen.